This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
We're back. This is Julie. I'm here with Susan
and Justin
and Dylan. And I thought it was really interesting what you said about social media, because I keep on thinking about it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's created, and we take it upon ourselves as part of society to function as everyone else with it, when in actuality, there's another function for it. And I thought it was interesting what you said about social media. I'm still trying to absorb it from the standpoint in what you were talking about, I don't know, you know, with your brain. And
I think social media is a good thing, and I think it's an important thing. It's just my opinion, I guess. It's not... probably pretty ignorant. There's no real place where it's coming from, but I do think it is a dangerous thing. And I think that because it was introduced to me when I was a little past that impressionable age, I think that I'm able to see it from a little bit of a clear view. I think it's dangerous because when kids are young, they're not just impressionable, but they have less impulse control.
Easily influenced.
Yeah, they're easily influenced, but it's just like they're not mature enough to the point where they can just turn something off. So with them, like Justin was saying, about how everything's being recorded and whatnot, that can kind of hinder somebody because it's like a lot of kids act up and that. So that's where I think social media is bad, is where it's just kind of locking people in this kind of circle where they're not actually learning more. They're more concerned what other people think of them versus how they perceive themselves and how they really are.
Do you think there's a reason for that? That not, you know, a conspiracy theory, but do you think there's a reason for that? Because if that occurs to a bunch of people, then the balance is that doesn't occur to a whole nother bunch of people, and something else, the volume on something else gets raised.
I just think it's just people, like evolution in general. You're before about 100 years ago, there was no TVs, there was nothing like that. So the brains developed to remember things and to like internalize things, and then that's how you developed a personality. And then within two generations, all of a sudden you have all of this extra media that's put out there, all of these other ways of communicating, all this extra like information transfer. And things with kids is that kids have very brains that are just like sponges. And it's not that like parents are bad or anything like that, as much as it is like they just don't really have much control, because they don't have control over what their kid sees or what goes on with that kid when they're not with them.
So it was one thing when it was just a computer that you had to deal with, but now it's the phone, and you know, because of the way things are, you give kids phones so they can be in contact, you know, where they are, and if they're walking back and forth to school, you want to be able to. But they all come equipped for the internet, and you can download Facebook apps and Twitter and everything else. And
that's where the issue is right now, is because we're just at that point where over the past, I'd say, 10 years-ish, where everything's just become so easy, so accessible. Like, your job as Danny wants to get in UX, but your job is to make it easy for them to get on, easy to navigate through these apps, easy to get there, easy to get your payment, easy to... Everything is there right now, and there's not really that many rules around it. They have some rules that are around money-based, like gambling kind of thing with kids.
Bitcoin and...
Well, no, just in certain games, say it's a card game, and you buy packs of cards, there's rules around how randomly those cards can be dispersed. So, and what they'll do in a lot of the games is they call it pity timers, where every 40th pack you'll get like a legendary or something like that. Well, you can't necessarily do that. You know what I mean? It's just you're forcing gambling on kids kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
so because
you're talking about electronic.
I'm saying social media is a good thing, and I'm just lucky where I came in on it. But I'm saying I can definitely see where it's a bad thing. But it's a very useful tool. It's just that it's so early in its existence that there's just not that many rules, not that many regulations because of free speech and all that. There's always going to be just that uncontrollable side of it. So I just think that over time it will probably get ironed out a little bit. But right now, I think that what they really need to focus on is how kids use it.
Susan?
Yes.
Do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it. And you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now. Susan and I are not political, but we do have a podcast on Trump. It's focused on how Oprah can compete with Donald Trump for the presidency. Get on the bandwagon by listening in and then download our ebook, How Trump Wins. Not only is Trump's presidency puzzling, but also how everyone is focused on everything he does and doesn't do. Hey, Oprah is in the space of allurement. That's the energy we look at. Find How Trump Wins on Amazon and change your perspective about all of it.
So I think what you just said was beautiful, that you know, you came in, and Justin, you guys, your generation, you know, mid-20s, you came in, you know, you were adult enough to be able to work with it as it showed up. And so I'm a true believer that because of that, you have a perspective. And that's why these podcasts, I think, are so important, is because you can share your perspective, because not everyone is going to have the luxury, if I want to call it that, of growing up in a time where they have that perspective. They're coming in, you know, when you have kids and, you know, the generation, they're coming into it as like you said, very impressionable. And I think when you have a different perspective, and you guys can chime in on this because you both have with me at different times, and you have a different perspective, I think it's important to share that. Because, you know, when you look for an answer for anything, I know that if you ask a question, you don't get an answer, you just keep asking it, somehow you get that answer. And if that means that you both, and us as well, but we're older, we're going to have a different perspective as well. Sharing those perspectives is where it's not that one's right and one's wrong. It just opens. It's like it gives you that much more expanded viewpoint. And then you're in a better place to make your own decisions for yourself. Because I think that is going to be a huge thing. And I know, you know, I'm picking on you because you said they have to do something. Well, guess who they is? That's you, that's me, that's Justin, that's Julie. And that's why, again, these podcasts, I think, are important.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to shift this a little bit because you made me think, Dylan, and I think I was aware of this, but I never put it into words. You really put it into words. But this is really, I mean, you know, I'm going to go, I love to go. This is really like the epitome of the energy and the physical. It really is. I mean, I've always looked at technology. I mean, it's great. It's a way you can get your books up there. You can get your podcasts up. You can do everything. But there's no alchemization into the physical. There's no physical aspect. And, you know, younger kids who are so into the technology, I mean, there's, I'm just going to be really simple. There's an element of, you know, they're in the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like playing in the energy. There's no physical. And there's no alchemization to it, and I can go to this because vinyl is really big now with young kids. My niece loves vinyl. It's a physical aspect of, you know, holding on to a song where you didn't have it before. You had an iPod or whatever you listened to, and it's funny because if you're playing in the energy, I mean, you kind of lose yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, on the one side,
well,
the other side. And I mean, you always say, well, you're here, you're physical. And then it turns into a, you know, I need to hold on to something physical. They're saying even cassette tapes are coming back. And so it's all going to come full circle again. Vinyl, cassette tapes, to CDs, to, you know. Yeah, books. Yeah, exactly. But it's interesting because I never really put it into words in that way where, here's like, talk about a simulation. Here's a simulation. And so, you know, when you were talking about before about, you know, the transfer of information and news and bringing people together and you can get that to people, it's funny because that, you know, can't you really go into, I'm going to go here, can't you really go into like ESP? I mean, don't you know what people who are closer to you, you know what they're thinking, you know what, so why wouldn't that be a methodology?
Because I don't think anyone's made that leap. Have you guys ever thought that way? went from technology, and it is really working, like she said, with energy.
And your brain and your mind and your consciousness.
Because you're not working with a physical aspect of anything. You're not.
What is ESP?
It's being psychic. I'll say
extrasensory perception. It's just a heightened. I'm just trying to talk simple. It's like a heightened way to communicate.
Like you can feel. You kind of know what other people are thinking, or you can sense.
I think there's people on social media that, or I feel like social media has become this thing where people want to show other people that, oh, my, you know, brain is better than yours. Or my personal being is better than your being, because I feel like everyone kind of came to the same realization of, like, you know, I guess money really isn't everything and all that. And now it's like, if you're like, you're, you know, cool if you're smart, if you know a lot of stuff, because the people kind of realize at this point, like, that is really what's controlling the world. So I feel like, and now everyone's trying to show validation on, you know, social media that's like, oh, I'm smart, I do stuff.
So then you're looking for outside validation that you're smart or you're handsome, pretty, or you're good, whatever it is. You're looking for somebody to like it and say, yeah, I agree with
that. It's become a thing where it's like, people that, like...
And that would take you away from the truth of really what Dylan, like you guys are saying, looking within yourself as to who you are and getting the validation.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever be able to get to the point where you could genuinely read someone's mind, but I think that you can get to the point where you can tell what someone's thinking.
I know what you're thinking right now. I know what you're thinking right now.
I think just with an accumulation of things like body language and facial expressions and just kind of knowing somebody through and through. Like, I know what Danny's thinking when I'm talking to her about things. I know how she's going to react to the next sentence I say. I know those kinds of things, but I wouldn't say that I can genuinely read her mind, but when I'm having a conversation with her, or when I'm having a conversation with Susan, or Justin, or you, I genuinely think that I have a bit of an idea, which...
But isn't that a grade of ESP?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's a different definition.
Maybe it's the real definition.
I always kind of thought of it as, you know... You're just saying random words in your head right now, and I'm just telling. I know what they are.
I mean, if you can do that, I mean, that to me is like, with this no,
like you say a bunch of numbers in your head, and I'm guessing them. That's how I've always kind of thought.
You're like the people that are good at it is that they're not really like reading your mind in the sense that they're just. They're telling your mind what to think already.
Well, that's what the mentalism,
and then they say,
oh,
I told you, and it's like, oh, well, you were kind of like setting my mind up for that anyways. I'm not really freely thinking.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's like, part of it, yeah.
You know.
Well, that's actually another step of it. That's actually going one step beyond it. It's one thing to read someone's mind, and just bear with me, and there's another thing to define what someone's going to think, and you're going to work with their mind to get them to think a certain way.
Well, with
that happens, and that's, like, to me, the next step of it, which I think...
Well, we just talked about that in all the Kabbalion podcasts.
Right.
Well, with what I do, the most important thing when you knock on someone's door is when they answer the door. You need to think about how you appear at the door. You need to understand how you're coming across, what you look like, how you sound. You need to know all of those things, and you need to also gauge who's answering the door, how they're answering the door. Like you have to genuinely understand what you are in order to do well.
When you said, "Oh, I don't know how to," there's no reading minds. I was waiting for the lead to say, "You of all people."
Exactly what Justin was saying though about prepping somebody. You're prepping them. You're standing there. You're clean cut. Your shirt's tucked in. You know to talk. Loud. You have to talk loud, especially to you gotta talk. There's just things that you do, but you're setting them up because you understand that they're not gonna answer the door and be like, hooray.
So can I ask you something with that? Do you, because this is what I think is the most important piece of that, do you recognize when someone's doing that to you? And if someone knocks on the door, you can say, oh, I know, because that's what I do. But that happens consistently. Everywhere you go, everything you do, people are also imprinting upon your mind what they want you, because they, whatever it is they want from you, whether they want to cut you in line, whether they want to, whatever it is. do you have that awareness?
The natural salesman, you won't be able to tell. But for just the regular, the normal salespeople, yes, you absolutely can tell. And usually the turning point is when you've made a gesture or something that suggests that you're not interested, and they forcefully continue going. That's when you know this is what they're doing. But you can't genuinely tell what somebody, how somebody generally speaks until you hit that gauge with the salesman. Because they'll either push it or they'll try to modify it, try to adjust it, they'll try to tailor it
to
you.
The other thing is, like, the dude from Wolf of Wall Street, he always, like, they said, well, how do you sell something? Like, people always ask. And he would go, well, first I would ask, like, if they're not in the market for the thing I'm trying to sell them on, then I can't sell them on it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Qualifying.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like... Like, if you, like, he does the whole thing with the, oh, sell me this pen, and he would say, well, if they're not, you know, I would ask them, like, I would tell them if they said, no, I'm not, you know, I don't need that, then it's, like, almost, it's, like, right there, like, you don't, I mean, I guess it depends on the situation or given, but.
You can, if you ask them to just sell you a pen. Yeah. It's not a scenario that just makes sense.
Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun. And we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Kabbalion? You can test yourself. We have trivia on Halloween and Samhain. And we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can go to Amazon and download the ebooks. Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right
now. Live on Amazon right now. And you know what they say, there's no time like the present. Ever have something happen and wonder, how does this relate to my life? Often, it's in your perspective. Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, can help you clarify your perspective. Susan and I wrote it for ourselves to process what we were experiencing. Face it, we all experience similar situations. It's our reactions that count, and often against us. Awareness is a commodity today, so raise the value in your journey. Do the work with Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series today on Amazon.
But the thing is when you get good at explaining things and selling things to people, you start to realize points in conversations where you can finish it.
Yeah.
You start telling, like, and it can happen right away. So the better that you get, the shorter your conversations are, because you have a string of sentences that you use that get responses. And every time you shoot one of those, depending on their response, will dictate what you say next. But you use the highest, like, rate of close, and it's based on the person who's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So with like Wolf of Wall Street and whatnot, all they're doing is they're calling people that, I mean, they call people who are already in, like, already invested.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who like to you know, spend their money, and they're just saying what they want to hear. So they're not selling, they're just scamming. So
right.
I mean, that's a completely different ball game.
Mm.
One's just kind of manipulating somebody, giving them what they want to hear, and the other one is genuinely, you know, getting somebody to do something with you, inspiring them to work with you.
I think that happens all the time. And I would say that the quote salesperson isn't always aware that they're a salesperson. I think that happens all the time at the grocery store, at the bank, you know, at work, whatever. It's not, and so everything you're saying I'm agreeing with. I'm trying to, like, take that one step further and say that occurs consistently. People say things all the time that impacts somebody. All the time. I've given this example many times on podcasts with my daughter. She went up to a school and the woman immediately said, oh, you need a 4.0, you need a 4.25, 4.0 isn't enough, you have to get in the school. We walked out, my daughter burst into tears, like, I can't make that work. And I'm like, why are you allowing her to define anything for you? That's her definition. You and it happens all the time. And you can see it in a salesperson, right? Because they're coming to sell you. So you're already kind of on that mindset. This is what's going to happen. But it happens all the time. It happens on social media. It happens everywhere, all the time. Even when you're not, quote, being sold to, you're always, someone's always selling you something. I mean, we sell ourselves things. Do I really believe this? And I think that's the next step of that, is that we can, you can figure out how to do it. But I'm always like, am I on the receiving end of this? How am I able to clearly see that side of it?
I mean, a good salesman likes to be sold. And I know that's not exactly what you're getting at, but if you're genuinely interested in something, mm-hmm. sell yourself on it, because that's how you're going to get deeper into that thing. Cooking, for example, I'm constantly, like, I was reading up on like lemongrass earlier today and how to make soda water with it, and it just, but I'm selling myself on the idea of it, mm-hmm. because that's how I elevate, like, that style of thing, because how else am I going to do it if I'm not interested in it? So,
internet tools, once again. See, it's awesome that you can do that. That you can do that, and you have that awareness. It's the same with you, Justin, with music. You know, you do something, and sometimes you sell yourself. And sometimes mm-hmm. with anything in life, you have to go back and resell yourself on it. If things seem to be slow or not moving, you have to just go back and sell yourself exactly what you
said. I just don't think you ever need to be worried about being sold. I think you just need to know what you want to be sold to you and put yourself around that. And just kind of have a peace of mind that you understand the value of the things that you're approaching. Like, if I got into barbecues and I just instantly bought a really expensive barbecue, I would have kind of burned myself a little bit, versus just doing a little bit of research and understanding that I can find a bargain by looking in this other... Like, I sold myself on it. I let myself get sold on it, but I just was...
So I think what's important is you let yourself get sold.
I want myself to get sold on it.
This feels like a hidden conversation about presents.
I was thinking
not gifts, presents.
Oh, awareness.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Well, when you're completely just present, I mean, nothing else exists. And so when you were kind of, Dylan, you were describing that, I think when you said you sell yourself on the idea of it, you completely just fall right into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where you are. The same thing with music, writing, podcasts.
So we're going to have more of these conversations. I'm going to bring in more people. They don't know it yet, but more people coming in.
Thanks again, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.